Hi there, I'm Austin Kim with these top stories on Newsy. Flooding took several states in the Northeast by surprise today after remnants of Ida brought heavy rain to the area, and many are now struggling to stay dry. That is an apartment in Manhattan as water rushes when the door opens. Streets and buildings were flooded in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. More than 20 people have died from the severe weather, and that number could go up as rescue efforts continue. Hundreds of thousands are without power in the region. Meanwhile, flooding is still a concern in Louisiana days after Hurricane Ida made landfall. This is from Plaquemines Parish, just outside New Orleans. Nearly a million people have been without power for days in the state, and all but a handful of flights out of New Orleans' airport are canceled through Friday. Damage from Ida could cost $18 billion in the U.S. and Caribbean, according to a risk modeling firm. Well, President Biden said Ida and the wildfires out west are a reminder that the climate crisis is here. Those are his words. He reiterated his administration is helping firefighters, in part by sending service members to help fight the Calder Fire. Now, conditions are still dry and humidity is low in Northern California, but winds may start to die down today. And that could give firefighters a chance to keep the flames out of Lake Tahoe. The Calder Fire has burned more than 210,000 acres and threatens 34,000 structures at a quarter containment. Evacuation orders are still in place for some surrounding counties. Texas's controversial abortion law will stand for now after the U.S. Supreme Court decided to uphold it. The court voted 5-4 not to let the law go into effect. However, the justice said the court isn't ruling on the constitutionality of the law and suggested other challenges could come. But the Texas law is the most restrictive of its kind in the nation. Now, women in Texas cannot get an abortion after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Many don't even know they're pregnant by then. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the Justice Department is looking at its options to help protect women's access to abortion. And President Biden released a statement and promised to launch a whole-of-government response to this decision. In a statement, he said, in part, rather than use its supreme authority to ensure justice could be fairly sought, the highest court of our land will allow millions of women in Texas in need of critical reproductive care to suffer while courts sift through procedural complexities. Now, with U.S. troops out of Afghanistan, many are still trying to find a way out of the country, but no flights carrying civilians have taken off since Monday. The airport is currently closed and in Taliban hands. Turkey operates Kabul's airport, and Turkish officials say they are evaluating plans to reopen it. That will most likely happen in two stages, first for military flights, which could be used to evacuate more people, and then commercial flights.